Protestant Church and Jewish faith, but evidently they're determined to go ahead with.
Wait just a second, I'm trying to get Nick, and they'll call me on the other line to tell me they were getting them to the phone.
The Republicans are up in Phoenix. They're just sitting on the sideline. And then when they went to move into the suburbs, the Republican sheriff moved in, and they've changed their mind. They're not going out there into Cicero.
Yeah.
They're going to concentrate their entire effort in Chicago. And hell, with all these religious leaders, we got labor and industry trying to sit down with them to say, listen, let's sit around the table and let's try to work this thing out. But in the meantime, let's do away with these marches. But now they've extended them there. Where they formerly had one, now they have three. And today they're talking about five and six into different neighborhoods.
Yeah.
All this is done for is to exhaust the police protection and then have some shooting and really turn into a hell of a situation.
Now, what, Dick, do you think we could and should do here?
I'm going to ask him, well, look at this fellow's our friend out there, and he's tried.
Nick, are you on here yet?
He's supported.
Let me see if I can get Nick on.
The districts are raising hell with them because of all these marches.
Yeah.
Some of them are getting worried about their elections. It's getting that bad. Now, what the hell they'll be accomplishing is just the opposite. They'll be knocking fellows out of the Congress who are their friends for someone who are out speaking against them. Now, if this is their program, that's one thing, but I've been trying every avenue I can of trying to find out, and sometimes I think maybe this is their program. Then
well,
I see the statement of Rockefeller yesterday, you know, about this fellow being a great man, and he has contributed substantially, but wouldn't say what it was. See, we heard that pretty good 6-8